and restaurant booth instead with Boner Boss and Friends.
I have to start off this episode by congratulating Michael. You've done so well this week. You're a big, famous celebrity. As featured on Redbook. Was it Redbook.com?
Yes,
was it
Family Circle.
Ms. Meng. No. Good Housekeeping put out the most revelatory video I've ever seen. They gave out your home address. They gave out your colonoscopy video. They put it right in the video. They talked about where you live, what you do, your hobbies, your family, your cats. I never seen some. I didn't know some of the things they told about. They used your government name. So how did that happen?
Coincidentally, we had another guest that on the show right now that has helped this along. But it kind of was the motivation of starting the Retro Food Ghoul Instagram, because people were like, "Hey, if you do this, I can get your video into these places." So I was like, "Well, I guess I got to do this." So I did it, and they actually stuck to their word, and it showed up in some places.
People need to get on that Retro Food Ghoul. It's very good.
I just released a video for spicy cottage cheese pie right before we started recording.
You just put a lemon and an egg in a cup and called it a day.
That's lemon egg.
It's called a lemon egg, and it's lemon and an egg.
Yep.
I feel like that's bullshit, but that's all right. So a couple months ago, I think at this point, maybe longer, I don't do well with time anymore. But a couple months ago, our chunk of the internet was set alight with the information that a pristine 90s era Taco Bell booth was for sale on Craigslist. Someone putting a booth up for sale. Like, that's no big deal. And, you know, we found out that our friend Brian.
Yeah, the booth was in Cleveland, where I have a lot of friends concentrated from a lot of different friend circles.
Yeah, somehow. So we had Brian in the vicinity, and like for me, he was my man, and I had to back him because it's just the first person someone told me was nearby, and you know I like Brian, so I'm like, yeah, you got to get it, and he was like, okay, I'll call him up and I'll offer him like 95 cents. I said no, offer him more. I'll back you. we'll stake you. And I don't think he did it. He didn't come through. And my heart sank. I was like, this just slipped through my fingers. I wanted it. We wanted it. Everyone in the world wanted it to be like in the family somehow. And it just slipped away. And then out of nowhere, a bolt out of the blue, we found out that someone else that we know bought it. I don't know how it happened, but it's a pleasure to introduce our guest today. Hello, Zachariah.
It was me.
It was Zachariah.
Screw you, Brian.
Original, a founder and original host of the Kissing Contest podcast, Zachariah.
Yep.
Number one host, the final host, still the host of Kissing Contest.
Glorified guest is more how I would put it, but sure, I'll rewrite that history.
And now you're the number one host of the Border Boss and Friends, the best friend, the top friend of the Border Boss and Friends podcast.
This is great.
Things happen fast. And so you're the owner of the booth. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy that someone we know got it, and that a curatorial person such as yourself is in charge of the booth now. So tell us everything. Tell us everything about the booth and how you got it.
Oh, sure. I wish I had a better story for this background. I'm sitting at it right now. This is currently my dining room table. This is, I'm sure you'll be posting a picture of it, but it's your classic 2-to-1 booth ratio. Which is great when you're a sad single man. You don't want too many seats at your dining room table because they will never be filled.
Yeah.
And you'll just be looking at the ghosts of what could have been if you have too many chairs. So this is great. I saw it on Craigslist. My good friends, I had multiple people, like a message every 15 minutes of people saying, this table is on Craigslist. You have to get it. And, I think I made a bid within the first hour that it was up. And apparently these nice young women who were selling it, their parents were some of the teardown crew for a Taco Bell. And as part of their payment,
I wish I was on that crew.
As part of their payment, they took this booth. So all I know about these parents is that they work construction and they loved smoking. Because when I was cleaning this booth off, it had this yellow nicotine film. Like, Grandma and Grandpa had just been breathing on this thing every day. It took a lot of de-sticking. But, yeah, it's part of my family now.
Okay, so first of all, women. You said women were selling. That didn't expect that. I expected this to be a very homely, shut-in man, possibly in his underwear when he answered the door.
No, this anything is possible in this new modern age. Women can own booths. They can vote. I believe they were a lesbian couple, if I was reading all the signs correctly. Mm-hmm. But they were also getting rid of it, so maybe you have a point.
Yeah, it didn't fit.
You're not a German Shepherd.
It has room for three. Yeah. And they didn't have room for three in their lives, so they had to make it move along.
I know you, Zachariah. We don't talk every day or anything, but
I know you, Zachariah.
You said multiple people were texting you to buy this. So were you in the market for a Taco Bell booth or something like that?
I think anytime somebody sees some novelty bullshit, they immediately contact me about it. I guess I've just cultivated myself into being that guy, whether I wanted to or not.
No, it makes sense. I'm kind of that guy with a lot of things, so I get it.
Every time somebody sees a nasty ass recipe, they immediately yes. get on their phone and tell you about it.
I don't know. I can't tell you how many times somebody has told me about 70s dinner party, but I'm very aware of 70s dinner party.
Yeah. So first of all, were you an outsized in any way fan of Taco Bell before you got the booth? Was it a feature of your life, or was it just a restaurant in the background?
I was a big fan of 90s Taco Bell in my teens. When I was a little kid, I remember thinking that Taco Bell was gross, but a big part of that, I think, is if you ever had Taco Bell in the 80s, they love to put raw chunks of onion in everything. Yep. And when you're a little kid, that is maybe the top three foods you don't want in your fast food. Mm-hmm. I remember getting burritos and it was just 80% raw onion. And then some refried beans and then red sauce. But whenever they moved into the 90s, they had really figured stuff out by then and figured out our American tastes. I remember being a big fan of the volcano menu.
Hell yeah.
If you remember that. I don't know if you've touched on that on this show or not, but I love that. I got taco neck syndrome at one point, just like Shaq.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I think that right now Taco Bell is just kind of the smartest American fast food company. It's like it's the most fun. It's the most dumb fun. Yeah. Like they definitely realize exactly who they are. And somehow whoever is in marketing for them really gets it. Like that person should get several promotions because they're the only people who can direct market their product. And it seems very natural and people really glom onto it. Like if McDonald's tried to market themselves the way that Taco Bell does, it would not work. They're just not fun enough.
Well, they do try. I think both McDonald's and Burger King.
But that's the thing. It seems like they're trying hard. It seems like the kid in class who just cannot catch a break and is trying to do something cool and everyone just gives them shit for it. Like McDonald's tried to latch onto the Rick and Morty and promptly blew it.
Right.
And Burger King just seems like they're flailing. But Taco Bell, it has that aesthetic down.
And, you know, they put out shit that I want to own. Like, they put out, like, dumb things that I, like, jackets at Forever 21 that, if I bought them, I would look like a toucher janitor, but I want it. And, you know, they sell, like, a vaporwave-looking blanket on the website right now. It's just a blanket with that neon drive, like, grid. You know, like a purple lightning bolt over a green grid. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I want that. I want all the shit that they put out.
So is it awkward going to a Taco Bell now, knowing you own a booth from Taco Bell also?
It's no, like I took a piece home.
I feel like the king. And like I own them.
I've seen recently, it looks like you're trying to get more taco memorabilia inside of your little booth area. So have you got anything else cool?
I got the Rocky and Bullwinkle mobile from their big promotional push in the 90s.
This ties in with a Scott story, I believe, too, actually. Right, Scott?
Yeah, we won everything. We won all the Rocky in one day. We won all of the Rocky and Bullwinkle prizes and features because we found a purse in a parking lot.
Whoa!
This is a
oh, I thought it was you had a ringer in your life that played that quarter game.
No, that's a different thing. There's a
oh, do you mean the water toy that you're supposed to like drop the quarter onto?
Yeah.
No, we're no good. I mean, there was a friend of ours who was really good at that. The scam that we pulled that was relentless was that our little Sleezers, Little Caesars in town had Simon games all around town. And I'm a crackerjack at Simon. So I would just go and play Simon and get all my friends free pizza and free video rentals from Super Video.
Wait, it was an arcade version of Simon?
It was like, you know, the give me a quarter, I'll tell you your fortune machine. Give me a quarter. Yeah. It's like that level of a cheap machine that just had four colored buttons. It didn't look like Simon. It was just four colored buttons. You know, it was crap. And it was like, made of like orange injection molded plastic or whatever. And they would just be places like local businesses. This failed. This failed so incredibly because of me and other people like me. I went every 3 days and got two free pizzas and then went over to Super Video, the video store, and rented all my videos for free because I just played Simon for a quarter. And it was like a free rental if you had over 100 points or something like that. I just cleaned up. I spent months I just was living on quarters. I put a quarter on the machine and I just get what I wanted every place in town.
Oh, anything skill or memory based does not exist anymore in terms of a contest.
Right. Well, I don't know whose idea this was. They just put out an actual game that you could play. You could play Simon. You could practice Simon at home.
I was,
and you can get
I really was good at Simon when I was a kid. Before my brain was tainted by all the things I put in it. Yeah, I was like, I would get a Simon every year for some reason for Christmas and just play it until I beat it and just like could consistently beat it every single time. So,
yeah.
Man, I wish this was in my town. I wish we had the Simon game deal.
I was living for free. I was living like all those quarters that you throw out now. I was living on those quarters. And we did have a friend who's really good at that that thing you're talking about, the little
which
spinny
also
thing.
Doesn't exist anymore. I don't think that quarter game that was in like every Taco Bell back then.
Yeah, for a long time. That was like a 15-year campaign, whatever was good. We're going to just harvest change out of your pocket while you're bored. I had a friend who was super good at that, but none of us could look them in the eye and do that. We couldn't do it over and over. We couldn't go to the same Taco Bell over and over and just say, okay, I'll take my free fucking churros now. Like, it feels bad to do that.
How do you become good at that game? Do you have a setup at home?
I don't know.
I
think he just dreamed it. He just went there and he looked at it and he just saw. He saw right through the core to the function of the machine.
Man.
He could drop a coin in and he would just like shake the knob and it would fall right on the yellow, the Tron yellow
the disc
platform. Yeah, and he'd win.
That is like a serious like samurai skill though. It was like controlling water with your hands, I guess, basically. I used to be good at that game and sometimes the arcades with the, it's like circular and they have just a set of lights that go around and you're supposed to hit the button in like the grid to get all the tickets. And I remember when I was a teen, I taught myself how to do that consistently. But you just get a bunch of fucking tickets. Like what are you going to do with that?
All those spider rings.
Yeah, I just get a bunch of spider rings. So I wish.
Well, that thing's like the Super Mario 2, like a slot machine. Where you can watch the rhythm of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can see the algorithm working. You could just watch how it pulses and just go, big like bucks, big bucks,
Man,
no whammies, stop! And you can get it every time. so now you're in the midst and things are coming your way or you're seeking them out. Is it like an avalanche of Taco Bell items or are you really, really like cherry picking and only looking for the finest stuff?
I'm looking for the fine. I mean, I genuinely love the 90s aesthetic of Taco Bell. I think that they probably really regret ripping all of these booths out because they are leaning into that aesthetic hard now.
Yeah.
I just did the Taco Bell party recently. I'll back it up. If you're not familiar, or have you talked about the Taco Bell party on here already?
Yeah, we touched.
Oh yeah, that was gonna be the part two interview. Was
oh, I'm so sorry.
A little later.
No, I am really jumping. No. I'll back it up. So the next thing I'm looking for is a good condition sign to hang here. And in terms
why don't you just spring for the $2,000 sombrero hat, boy, that's been sitting on eBay for 2 months now.
Oh, man, that's a little bit too old, but that is great.
Yeah.
I have a Taco Bell sign. When does this go up?
Probably next week.
Yeah. Okay, great. So this will be done by then. I just saw a Taco Bell sign on eBay, and it is 99 cents, but you have to pick it up yourself. And it is in Manhattan, Kansas. So I will probably be getting somebody to drive it halfway to me, and I'll pick it up the other halfway. But for a dollar, I'll do that for a dollar, some driving money.
Do you have a friend in Brooklyn, Kansas that could just hop on the subway to get to it?
Oh, come on.
Once you get past about Buffalo, I don't know what the country looks like.
It's all flyover state to you.
I just know that something exists, I think. It's not an edge that the water falls over.
From me, it's probably about 14 hours drive. Ooh. So I'll cut that. I can do an 8 hour drive. I can cut that in half. But the
what kind of sign is this? I saw it, but I didn't like look at the dimensions or anything.
It is from the actual sign that would be over the restaurant. It is just the bell. It doesn't have the verbiage on it. Ooh. But I measured it and it would fit exactly on the wall behind the booth in my dining room.
It lights up, I assume.
If I put a light behind it.
But that's the idea, is that this is like a loose, like a translucent piece of plastic.
Yes. Yes.
This is going to be really nice. Especially if you put some like color shifting LEDs and really lose yourself in a light show.
Any woman who comes in here is going to be helpless when she sees the setup that I'm about to have.
So the Taco Bell party, did you initiate that?
I did. The Taco Bell Cantina here in Cleveland is very... Do you have one near you? Have you been in one?
I have one across the street from me.
Oh,
Mike
really?
Mike just spends all fucking days like Norm. He just sits, he just posts up at the fucking Cantina. I haven't even seen one, and he's been in one every day since we started.
How would you describe the design aesthetic of the Taco Bell Cantina?
Well, I think, wasn't Cleveland one of the first places to get it outside of California?
I think they all went up at once.
No.
No?
No, actually, Chicago was the first one. That's not the one near my house. The one near my house looks a little different from the original Chicago one, but it looks kind of like rustic. Is that how the one near you looks?
Yeah, it's like Taco Bell is trying to do farm to table.
Yeah, it's like
a look, but that just means that they have a print on the wall that looks like lumber. And then you know how like every hip place has Edison bulbs and like raw wiring all over the place. Yep. It's like that, but they just have that orange extension cord and some light bulbs, so it looks wrong somehow. It's like that. There's exposed brick.
I don't know if yours has exposed brick, but the ones here do.
That might be your actual building. I don't think we have that here.
Okay.
If you get up close, can you see like the moir pattern that shows that they screen printed the wood onto everything?
Absolutely. Yeah, you see all the CMYK dots and everything. But we scheduled a party. We were the first people to schedule a Taco Bell party in Cleveland.
Probably in the country, man.
You think so? Maybe.
I like when we talked about it on the show, I was talking about like this is no one's going to ever do this. And and I also said that the people in the marketing on the internet looked like they were in like a Newport ad because they looked like people would never go to Taco Bell. But I saw your photos and you guys kind of looked like you would fit on the website. It was a good looking crowd you got going there.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah. I definitely invited people who I knew could carry a party on their shoulders. Okay. Because what it comes down to is you are sitting in a Taco Bell and they put a little string across the section. So in theory, people aren't walking through it. But of course, everyone's just stepping over it to go to the bathroom. Because why would they assume it was private? Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I imagine like I said, the original Chicago Cantina here is kind of like just a nicer Taco Bell. But the one near me, that sounds like the one near you, there is like a four-seater booth, like all the way in the corner, that's kind of like supposed to look like retro or something. Yeah. So I assume that's where the party takes place.
There's a continuous booth along two walls.
Okay.
That's where they had it. I mean, we're using the term nicer very loosely
yeah, yeah,
here.
Yeah.
It's a little darker than your normal Taco Bell, which makes the illusion of niceness. And I mean, you went through the site. I mean, what a scam. I did this through my job because I showed it to my editor, who got very excited about it. So we expensed it, because the party, which is reservation of the booth and some paper plates and a table runner, is $35. Then if you get the helium hot sauce packet balloons, that's $15. And then if you get three novelty shaped sunglasses, that is another $15. Wow. None of this includes food.
Right.
Food is separate. So all in all, let's see. I think I spent, so you figure that all that stuff was $65, and I think I spent $65 to get everybody food and booze for 12 people. So the amount of money that you will spend on drinks and food for your 12 friends is the same amount as it costs you to have this like adult Chuck E. Cheese party with no games.
Since it was the first one, I imagine if I was working at that Taco Bell and they told me about this promotion, I, again, would be like, no one's going to fucking do this. So were the people that were working, were they pumped about this? Were they making fun of you openly? Like, what was going on?
The people who are working there could not have been nicer or genuinely excited, because
Okay. This
is the Taco Bell right next to one of the big downtown bar districts. They're open until 4 in the morning. They have the biggest assholes in the world coming through. It's all just like these 23-year-olds, and we were the most exciting thing to happen to them at that job. Wow. Everybody took a selfie with us. Everyone is excited. They like tied hot sauce packets from the light fixtures on ribbon. Is it like an extra decoration? It was very cute. Yeah. They were very, very nice and very sweet.
That's actually a good question. I forgot. What time was this? Between what and what?
When did I make this for? I think it was for 6:30.
Oh, so that's kind of an awkward time.
First one. Well, it was good because it was right when everyone was getting off of work.
Yeah.
You could go home, change into your suit.
How about the regulars that were coming in, the normal people coming in just to get regular tacos for their families? Were they like, look at these fucking assholes? Like,
look at these guys.
Doubtless. Yeah. Well, it's confusing. I mean, we looked like we had like our office party, our office Christmas party there. Yeah.
Why is there a prom going on in this Taco Bell?
I think they were more confused than annoyed until we got really loud, and I'm sure we were just annoying because we all got the Baja Blast.
Did you make it last? Did you like hang out for hours?
We were there for 2 hours. We were having a great time.
Oh my God, man. It's a long time. Scott's kidding. I'm not like they're like Norm, but I want to be like they're like out there like Norm. But yeah, after like one beer, I can't hang out in the Taco Bell anymore. So that's 2 hours of something.
I'm ready for this, man. I can hang out at Taco Bell all day. I've done it. It's not a big deal. If they had booze, none of mine have booze. I was a little disappointed to see, because, you know, when we saw it, we saw an article a while ago, and it just showed, you know, the different packs you could get, and like the plates are hexagonal or whatever, but mm-hmm. they look like little packets. And I was like, oh, does everybody get like a funfetti packet or a condom I don't know. Like it looked like some kind of little mystery packet or whatever. And then when I saw the actual photos, like, oh, these are just, that's a plate. That's a plate for me to put nothing on because I didn't get any food with my $25 kit.
It's also a plate to put nothing on because you don't take the taco out of the wrapper and you're like, and now for the plate. Like, you just eat it in the wrapper because that's what your body tells you to do instinctually.
Well, I was thinking they should have some kind of special dessert for people who book these parties. They can keep six.
Just a squirt of whipped cream. They just squirt some whipped cream on the little plate.
They get the sour cream gun out and they say, open wide.
Who wants it? Because they gave me the plate, I would probably order an enchirito. And just, slop it down. pour it out of the cardboard and let it slop down on the plate just so I felt a little fancy, like I was getting my money's worth out of all this flatware and goods. But I am surprised that they were so cool about it. I was definitely picturing this being the actual, you know, the standard teen or, you know, 45-year-old washout, like who has this terrible job, just walking over and saying, "So did you guys order the party pack?" And just sort of dumping it in like a bag on your table.
I can't imagine this promotion will go on for much longer. I'm sure if you are anyone besides the first two people to do this, you'll definitely get that treatment. They're not going to be doing cartwheels about more asshole adults having a novelty meal.
If they roll some food into this, it's going to be more compelling. If they come up with like something obscene that one person could do and feel terrible on it, like you could Instagram yourself eating a 35 taco packet with a beautiful kit. Set the whole table out.
That's what they need to do. I mean, they need to make an exclusive menu item. If you get this, you get the wedding cake of nachos or something akin to that.
And I would get that because I want to see what the person in the back makes under those circumstances. Like the once a month that he's called upon to make that the wedding chef? Cake. Yeah, the chef.
Taco chef.
The chef de cuisine, cuisine in the back. Sends out.
Can you make a nacho cheese fountain? I feel like I've seen it, but is that just like The Simpsons or something?
Oh, no, I mean, you could theoretically make one, yeah, for sure.
It's not too thick?
No, I don't think...
You just keep adding milk until...
Yeah.
Ooh, until yum. I like a nice runny cheese.
Actually, yeah, I guess after like an hour, I think that would start getting real bad.
Yeah, after an hour, my flowing cheese isn't really up to my 99-cent eating.
Actually, no, anymore. Maybe it wasn't a chocolate. No, maybe it was a chocolate fountain. I was gonna say one of those real sketchy buffets had
Golden Corral. Golden Corral. All the children and wayward adults who put their entire hand and arm into the chocolate fountain. They just have it flowing all day. You can just go there and put your face in it. No one stops you.
All right.
You put your foot in it. No one's going to stop you.
I just looked it up. Apparently, the chocolate fountain, you can use it for nacho cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
That's easy, too. That's like a slam dunk. There's no additional work to be done. They just have to throw out 6 pounds of cheese after the party leaves because it's the rare party that's going to eat that all up.
Yeah, because you take a picture of it and you go, "Well, that was fun," and they throw the rest out.
Did you walk away with any choice items? Like, are any of these things keepable collectibles?
I have a pair of the sunglasses, one of the balloons, and I took the table runner and some plates. I don't think the employees, maybe they did, and I'm just being nice for them. I don't think they realized the upcharge on everything because I think I saw a pair of the sunglasses on somebody's head in the kitchen afterwards. And then one of the balloons I gave to a child who really wanted it. I wasn't about to be the person keeping a balloon for myself.
It's like they were making a cardboard castle out of all the Xbox prize boxes in the back. Yo, that every one of those is an Xbox, man. You gotta be careful.
And there's still no table service. You're still going to the cashier to buy food and bring it back.
No, they did. They came around.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
that's worth the party right there.
Does the cantina have better food in general?
No,
there's nothing.
It is. No. You can get booze.
I'm sure the one in Cleveland has the same thing, but there is a few menu items that only the cantina has.
Oh, the giant nacho.
I don't know what they're called, but they're like basically quesadilla nachos. They might actually be called quesadilla nachos. And they just basically take a normal size quesadilla and cut it into smaller triangles and call it nachos. That's and there's the Fun Dippers, I think it's called, which are just we had them too. I can't remember what they are now, but they're
rogue. They breaded and you dip them in nacho? Okay, we had those.
Yeah, yeah.
We did.
They don't have those at the normal Taco Bells. So there are a few menu items.
Okay.
Specific.
They
breaded what?
Who knows?
It's breaded.
It's whatever was left. I think it was chicken. It's not beef or cheese, I'm going to assume it's chicken, because what else do
breaded
they have?
Breaded beef would be so fucking cool. If somebody made like a chicken fried steak dipper, that was the,
boy, that does the sound only good.
Way. And that was the only format you could get that bizarre item in, and they never mention it.
If
breaded
they,
dippers.
If they froze the nacho cheese, poured around a disc of the beef, and flash fried that, that would be great. That's some real fair food.
That's actually, that's like molecular gastronomy by Taco Bell standards.
Yeah, they did put out complimentary mystery dippers and a big thing of guac and chips. And I had never just had the chips on their own. Boy, those are weird tasting chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. They have a texture.
Yeah,
they have a real lingering taste. Yeah, yeah. What it are they made like, out of now?
I don't know.
Are they rice or something?
It's just,
have you had rice. Have you had the bagged Taco Bell, like their ripoff Doritos? Because those are like a weird chip and texture also.
Oh, like the stuff, like the ones you sent, like the
Fire ones and the hot ones and the Diablo ones.
Are you talking about the shell for the Doritos?
No, they sell at 7-Eleven. They sell actual Taco Bell chips, like tortilla chips.
No.
They look like a hot sauce packet. Weird. Like the bag looks like a hot sauce packet.
They're pretty good. They definitely do not taste like a corn chip. They taste like some other, like maybe if Pringles made corn chips, they would taste like the Taco Bell chips, basically.
Yeah, like you know how grandma made a hamburger.
Yeah.
Back in the day, and it didn't really look quite right. It was a meatball on a slice of bread or whatever. Like this is like that. It's like somebody a cargo cult version of a chip. Like they saw how a chip was made, so I could do that.
Yeah.
Got out the deep fryer. Put something in it.
It's more like a fucking pizzeria, but with taco spices on it instead of dense pizza spices. Yeah.
Huh.
It might just be compressed flour that's been because it's so dense. There's no leavener. There's no light. There's no bubbles.
Is there 7-Elevens in Cleveland or is it all just get go?
No, there are. It's not as like consistent as Chicago or New York though.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say definitely check those chips out. They're worth eating. They're pretty good.
Okay. No, the most recent thing I got was the double wide chalupa or whatever they're called.
Oh my god, man.
the hamster bed of toppings. Yeah.
Did you win an Xbox?
I didn't. Was there a thing I forgot to like peel off or dial in?
Yeah, check your pockets. You might have an
shit.
Xbox.
Okay. have you had it?
Yeah. Now that we do this podcast, I try and get it. I hate it. I don't think I like chalupas or gorditas to begin with.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem like there's no not messy way to eat that thing.
Right. Oh, and you have hand issues. I forgot about that.
And I felt like I ate it there alone, so I just felt like a huge piece of shit eating this giant thing of food.
Yeah.
It's just I don't know, and we talk about it all the time on the show, but it seems that's Taco Bell's direction right now is just making everything bigger. And I have like a conspiracy theory. It's like a way to get more people addicted to Taco Bell somehow, just by pumping it more full of like their secret spices in the beef or something. But because it's
once they get a load of this beef, they'll never be able to rest.
Because like the last few promotions, they had that. They had the triple crunch wrap. They had the giant gordita or chalupa, whatever. Yeah. And you can't buy anything else on the menu because you're getting ripped off basically because it's so cheap.
Oh yeah, that's
the promotion.
The prices are insane. It's like you get a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloon of food, for $5 in a box with a drink and like with three other tacos, or you can buy one soda for $7.
Yeah.
So like it's almost this inverse proportion of money, and there's no way to not buy that thing when they put it out. And so they just give you a shivering tray of beef for $5.
That is like when you go to the movie theater and you get a small soda and they try to make you feel like a chump asking if you want a medium for a nickel more.
Yeah.
And the size difference is an order of magnitude. So it's like, for 25 cents more, we can triple the amount of soda that you're going to carry into the theater with you.
It's either a one-hander or a two-hander, depending on one size. And which is also the problem with the double wide, because you're right. You're either crushing it. It's so, I don't get how that went past like the test kitchen, because you either have to crush it in your hands. That makes everything plop out, or you have to take it in two bites, which is like taking a piece of sushi in two bites, and it just like mushes all over. And you feel like a real piece of lard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a high tolerance for looking like shit in public. And even I was like, this is really happening. This just keeps flowing down my arm, and there's nothing I could do to stop myself from falling into this item.
I don't think it's going to last.
No.
I think it's already gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I got it yesterday, so.
Taco Bell is so scared of using any new ingredients, so they just have to do stuff like this. And all this stuff seems like what the employees would make when when the manager is not there, just to see what they could do.
But Steve's not stuff special.
You're supposed to, yeah, Steve's special. So it doesn't look like stuff you're supposed to sell. But like I was thinking today, because I went to Taco Bell today just to do research for the show. And I was like, you know, all they would have to do is add fucking jalapenos to this crunch wrap.
I was just going to say, it would be a whole new item. Yes. And I approve that because I got the spicy double wide. And the thing that I really liked was those jalapenos. I'm like, I'm going to get jalapenos on everything now.
Yeah.
I actually like, I have a real attraction to the beef. In quantity. Like, if you can give me, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I'll buy tacos and just dump 3 or 4 tacos on a tray just because I want to eat that beef with a spoon. I want to have, like, a pure experience of, like, a lot. I want the spork to sink into an amount. You know, the feeling of, like, scooping up a lot of ice cream or something? It feels different. I want that, but with the beef.
You should get a big Ziploc freezer bag and just dump everything in that. And just give it a few good pounds and get a big spoon.
When I was younger, one of the Taco Bell I don't know how this happened, but one of the Taco Bell employees at our local Taco Bell took my friend Greg aside and offered him a deal of a lifetime that he could buy a whole bag of the nacho cheese, like the actual preparation bag of the nacho cheese.
Oh, and for how much?
It was $3 because the guy just needed $3, like that bad. I don't know what problem $3 can solve, but he had that problem.
Yeah.
he had that problem. So we gave, of course, Greg gave him the $3 and, you know, then bought, you know, $8 worth of chips to go with it. And we drove around town and we got pulled over by the police. I don't know why, nothing was going on, but we got pulled over by the police just because there was so much cheese in the car. They just said, "What the fuck?" And they pulled us over. And the cop said, "What's that on your lap?" He says, "Cheese." And the cop said, "Cheese? Get out of the car." He made him get out of the car.
Did he pull him over for any reason, or did he give no reason for you being pulled over?
He just looked right.
The Taco Bell employee called and said, "There's a cheese thief on the loose."
We were driving an 82 Escort, so there was, you know, like maybe they just didn't like the look of that thing. But
so what'd you do with it?
Ate it that day. We just kept dipping chips in until that thing was gone. Ugh. That cheese was gone by the time we hit our destination.
No. It was
4 of us in a car ate, it must have been about 2 pounds of...
Wait. So, I mean, I've worked at a McDonald's. I know how bagged stuff looks. Yeah. Did it have a spigot? Did it have a tear? Like, because that would get all over the place. How'd you open it?
Well, my friends and I were knife perverts. We all, you know, we all carried some sort of flip just for no good. There was nothing going on that we needed a knife for other than, you know, we're wild. So, you know, someone flipped out one of their Cricket tactical knives and just cut a little, like we made, you know, like the frosting funnel, you know, when you cut the tip off to make a little squirter.
I see.
The frosting.
Yeah. My question wasn't, could you get it open? It was, how did you keep it from just dumping all over the car?
Or tasteful. So
okay. Sure.
We made tasteful use of 2.5 pounds. Of nacho cheese by squeezing it delicately like easy cheese onto chips over and over and over all day long. And you know, licking it off the chips because we were being funny. Like, oh, you got to preserve the chips or whatever because we only have 400 of them or whatever. So, yeah.
Did you take turns squirting it in each other's mouths?
From our mouths to each other's mouths.
Yeah, did you felch the cheese?
Had a photo shoot later. Put it on each other's chests.
When I worked at Pizza Hut, it was when the stuffed crust came out, and I don't know if they still, that's probably so much more advanced now, but at the time, you sprayed the crust with like an aerosol spray can of garlic butter, and I stole like a box of those once, but it turns out after you use it like 2 or 3 times, you have no use to have like 8 cans of garlic butter inside your house, but so I think they just went to waste, unfortunately.
Are they still in your house? Your mom still lives there, right?
They might be in the basement somewhere. There might be some vintage 1996 Pizza Hut garlic butter in the basement.
Now that sounds like a food ghoul specialty.
Yeah, it is.
So are you planning on extending the reach of your collection like indefinitely, or are you just gonna have a few key pieces and then move on to like maybe Wendy's or I don't know, Wiener Schnitzel?
Well, here's the thing: is I have a real life decision to make, because if I keep going, I truly am asking to be that guy. Now I might be that guy. I don't know. In terms of the merchandise from the 90s, I don't know what else I'd get. I don't like the dog.
They had a lot of that Star Wars, the new Star Wars merch.
So yeah, if I want like pictures of young Anakin, I think I have all over my walls.
I think I have the little 3D Death Star or Yoda. I hear they have the Yoda or the Death Star somewhere in a box behind me in my
basement. True. Any garage sale I would go to, I could be awash in those little Episode 1 toys. Yeah. But I don't want pictures of Jake Lloyd or whatever his name is all over my walls. And the only other, like, what other promos did they do that were fun besides Rocky and Bullwinkle? I can't think of any. They did Star Trek glasses.
Congo. Congo had the volcano.
Get those watches.
The Congo watch went hand in hand with the volcano, the dawn of the volcano burrito.
That's right. That's right.
I would say if, you know, I already broke the seal and got a booth, I wouldn't mind having one of those, you know, the prize displays they would have for the different toys. I wouldn't even have to be a specific one. I just think it would be pretty cool to have one of those displays.
I'd want the island where they keep all the hot sauces in the, you know, some of them have the island where the napkins and the hot sauces in the pumps, if they have a pump.
Well, how about this, Zachariah? On an older episode, we did basically a Taco Bell buyer's guide, and we found this guy who made the prop food for Taco Bell. It's a little pricey, but how do you feel about some prop food on your booth?
I'd be good with that. I could like do a wall hanging with those. Actually, what I would probably do, I'm good at crafting. I would probably start recreating the like wall elements that they would have at Taco Bell, those strange like frosted glass and kind of like blocky bright colored forms, and redo my wall. The only other thing I can think of is recreating the food from Demolition Man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
As displays.
Do you know that they redid that?
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah. I can get you a fake vintage replica Taco Bell nachos, realistic faux Mexican food display. It's only $85.
Okay.
And listen, I'm not done. In the Border Boss and Friends till right now is $26 American that we made from selling a Garfield shirt.
A bootleg Garfield
shirt. we're willing to commit this $26 to your endeavor. So think about it. You don't have to answer me right now, but
all right.
If you want a $26 discount on any of these display food,
it doesn't
even
have to be prop food. You come to us. You ever need a $26 discount on a Taco Bell memorabilia?
Oh my God!
No,
there's a whole plate with a Taco Bell burrito supreme, rice and beans for only $61. We're gonna knock half of that price off for you.
Ooh, so it'd be 30?
Yeah, it'd be around 30 bucks.
$30, yeah.
That's I'll go heavy. I'll go $32 into this.
Holy shit.
That's coming out of pocket.
All right. Man.
So think about it. You know, go through Mike. Go through my broker, Mike. And, you know, we might foot this bill.
Who knows? Maybe by the time this hits, we'll sell a few more Garfield shirts. And the till will be higher, and you might get this thing for free.
Oh, Garfield's popping now that Tumblr is pulling Garfield porn off of it. People, they want.
Yeah, they're going to be searching for it, and they're going to find our shirt.
See, this is always what goes through my head. This would be the upside for me being that guy. People would come to me with the product, which is what you want.
Yeah, you'll get things for free. People will just be like,
"I'm that guy.
I wanted you to have this." And after this episode launches and our 300 listeners get a little tip of what you're offering, they're just going to start sending you all the items that you can handle for $0.00.
But you're going to have to take the shit too. Like somebody's just going to be like, "Oh, I have this fire sauce packet." And you're going to have to be like, "Oh, that's cool, but you know, because you're the guy."
Yeah, you're going to get some real bullshit emails.
Have you cracked the mystery of the $25,000 sauce packets on eBay? Have you done a deep dive on that?
We did a sort of dive, yeah. But it led to another mystery, which is even weirder, which is there's a video on YouTube that might actually be on the Border Boss website. I don't know. But there's a guy who's basically like, "Look, if you sell I don't even know. It was basically like if you go to Taco Bell three times a day and pick up fire sauce packets.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
You can make like $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
But as far as the people who sell them for crazy amounts, no, there is no rhyme or reason to that we've found yet.
Okay.
They got to be just playing the odds. I'm just going to put something on eBay for $7,000 and see what happens.
But, and there's always a ton of watchers.
Yeah.
I want to see where this thing goes. Let's see if maybe the bids will come in a little bit lower and I can afford this. If I move some money around.
I'll get this fire sauce packet.
Talk to my family.
Listeners, if you want to buy a $25,000 fire sauce packet, rare, blank, then I will let that be sent to me.
He'll throw in a balloon. A balloon that matches the packet.
Yeah, saggy balloon.
My theory is there's still a lot of countries that have little to no Taco Bells, and it's kind of like if you look at like Japanese merchandise, they still charge like $40-$50 for DVDs over there. So when they try and sell them on eBay, they're like $80. So I'm thinking, you know, somebody has the mentality like, well, they don't have Taco Bells there, so they don't know how much a fire sauce costs, so I can just sell it for $75,000 and they'll never know.
There's like a prince in Dubai who's eyeing it right now.
Yeah. By far the blandest thing in the restaurant is in those packets. And that's the but it's shelf stable, so they can have it shipped. No, so we haven't cracked that, but I want in on it. I wanted in on it until he said you have to go three times a day. And I already don't like that the guy calls me chief when I come in. So it, like, I don't know what he'll call me by visit three on a Thursday afternoon.
Can I ask you guys a question? Yeah. Do you have a dream item that you wish they would make?
That they would make? That they
like food or you mean like a prop?
Well, let's stick to food.
I don't know.
You know, they make it now, and I don't know if you know about this, but there's an item that is real hit or miss. You actually have to go on a website to track where it's available. It's like, where's Norm? There's if you are in the right spot and you stand in the right corner of the right Taco Bell at the right hour of the day, you can get a chili cheese burrito.
But
you have to be extraordinarily lucky. Yeah, this is like
Blair Witch.
One in 10 Taco Bells, for some reason, still is getting the shipments of chili. And like they haven't been cut off yet for some reason. Oh. So you can just go with these random Taco Bells. And the chili cheese burrito is my favorite thing. It was great and it just went away. But some of them still sell it for some reason. I don't know if it's because...
I think I've special requested those recently and I got them.
Well, there's no chili unless they sell the chili cheese. So maybe they just made you... A Mexican with beans or something like that.
They played me for a fool. Okay.
I would like them to bring back the beefer just because I'm very intrigued by it and I'd like to try it.
Hmm.
Or I would honestly just like Taco Bell to try their hand at a burger just once, just to see how it goes.
Whoa. Which restaurant's bun do you think would most match the beefer? Because I think I can make a beefer.
I feel like bun technology has probably come very far since when was that, the 80s that they made that? So
yeah, it's from the dawn. It's from the actual dawn. It was like one of the first things on the menu was the taco burger or something. They called it something like that.
Yeah, so I think buns were very simple back then. So you could probably just get away with
a simple bun.
With like a store brand, just like a store brand plain bun. I'd also like Taco Bell to try their hand at some fish someday, but I wouldn't eat it, but oof. I was, yeah.
They've done it. Yeah.
They have?
They did. I think they did a fish taco for a while, but they also have done shrimp numerous times, which sends a shiver through my body.
Luckily, Taco Bell's not Burger King or McDonald's, so I don't think they'll ever have to stoop that low like that time Burger King made ribs, which wasn't even that. It was like 10 years ago, if that. So I don't think Taco Bell's ever going to do something like that. Do you have a dream item, though, Zachariah?
I'd like to see the chalupa with some heat in the actual shell. Like a volcano chalupa.
Ooh.
I think they should try making, like, Arby's has jalapeno poppers. I don't know why Taco Bell does not get on that. Even making like nuggets with just piles of jalapenos and cheese breaded.
It's weird that they just dip only the nail of their pinky toe into the deep fryer. Every now and then they'll bring out something that obviously required a whole deep fryer to be in the back, but that's the only thing that they'll offer you, like those chicken nuggets or the current rolled taco that's out right now. But they won't just offer obvious things like churros. Why don't they make a churro? You know, why don't they make a popper? Why don't they make
A full-size Mexi-Melt pizza would also be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Like sure. a four-reel adult-size pizza.
They have something right now where the pizza is inside of another item, like a turducken. Does that excite you at all?
wait, what's that?
I'm mildly excited.
It's a Crunchwrap that has a whole pizza inside.
Oh, yeah. The one in England or whatever. Yeah, see, that's a great idea. Or, you know, I wouldn't even mind if they just put the beefy potato burrito inside of a Crunchwrap. I like everything from Taco Bell inside of a Crunchwrap, though.
Yeah, now that you know that the app is very versatile, right? But it's only ingredients. Why don't they put meta items in the app?
Yeah.
So you could say, I want this item inside of that item.
Are you an app user, Zachariah, or are you old school and you just go in an order from the actual person?
I was sent a survey because I booked a Taco Bell party, one of the three people, I'm sure. So they gave me a $10 gift certificate through the app only. So I used the app to be applied to a drive-thru. So the thing is, if you're doing the drive-thru, yeah, finally, you still have to sit through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
It's not like it's any faster. It's the same exact wait time. So it's not like worth it to do app ordering.
Well, the relief is the social pressure because you pull up to that speaker and you have to explain to the person that you want, you know, the Cap'n Crunch poppers inside of your shake.
Oh,
stuffed
right.
Stuffed inside of a Crunchwrap and then deep fried. You have to explain that to the person and three times. They're not going to get it. When they bring it up wrong, you have to explain it again. So the app lets you just say, you know, I want these items done in this way. And you just roll up and say, my name is.
Yeah. Instead of that, I have to explain to them three times I ordered through the app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried it with the cantina across the street because I was being extremely lazy one day and didn't go through. It charged my card, but there's nothing showed up. And when I went there, I was like, did you get an order from? And they're like, nope. And it seemed like it was one of those types of like a McDonald's milkshake machine. Like it's just going to be a thing that's always going to be broken at that Taco Bell. So I don't use it anymore. Even the nice fancy self-service computer screens they have inside of it, they just always have an out of order sign on it, like just just taped on it. And I know that's fake. They just don't want to deal with, because again, just like the one in Cleveland, this is near a strip that's known for people like bros coming in on the weekends to drink. So I think they just have it on there so assholes don't fuck with it all night.
Yeah, for sure. Sign is free.
Yeah.
Do you do like drunk Taco Bell, Zachariah?
Like you, oh yeah, for sure.
This is because I was talking to Mike a couple weeks ago, and like he said something like, "Yeah, I get drunk and I go in." And I was like, "You know, I don't do that because it's, you know, I live in the suburbs and it's tough to get around if you're drunk. Mm. Like we don't really have easy taxis. We just got Uber not that long ago, and I wouldn't do that. I would call Uber and say, hey, can you just real quick bring me over to Taco Bell so I can order, like, so I can run the menu because I've had two beers." it's not any part of my landscape whatsoever. And, it's like a huge hole. It's a huge missing hole in my range of experiences. And I think it's sort of like if you live in a real city, that's more normal or whatever, but, I've never done it. I've never gotten, you know, even buzzed and gone to a Taco Bell.
I mean, your life is probably better for it. I mean, the last time I drunk ate something, I got 2 20 pieces from McDonald's and woke up with the most intense chest pains I've ever had in my life. So you're probably doing your body a favor.
Anytime that I've ever eaten too much of that kind of, because I'll just do that anyway. I don't have to be drunk to do that. I'll do that on accident. And then I wake up with salt sores in my mouth. Like I wake up with like,
oh,
like, like a canker sore.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but sometimes if I just go hard, if I just say, I'm going to do it. Today, I'm going to eat 300 tacos or something like that. The next day,
are you just
day,
putting your mouth on a deer lick? What are you eating?
I mean, there's quite a bit. And then I drink, you know, when I'm eating this, I'll drink, like, as I've outlined on this show before, I'll drink seven gallons of diet soda while I'm doing it. So that's a like a lesion-inducing amount of acids.
Yeah.
I hope there's enough listeners that we aren't friends with out there that don't know what Scott looks like, so they just probably think he looks like the grossest person.
Pizza the Hut, yeah.
Yeah, Pizza the Hut. He Scott, like, uses the that... They probably think you are the Border Boss mascot. That's the
Warrant.
The guy from Warrant guy, yeah. They probably think that's a photo of Scott.
Yeah.
That's your royal portrait.
That's me. I went to Olin Mills and I just had the guy, I just said, click the fucking camera, dude. I gotta get out of here. Mike, when we ordered our massive taco challenge, did we use the app for that?
You used the app, I believe. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I couldn't, because I remember, I feel like there was no friction when we did that. I was expecting there'd be so much friction, like we were just going to walk in and just be really annoying to these people. Yeah. And instead, they gave us two beautiful bags. Like, gorgeous. I've never seen them since they gave us very special, like coach bag. Yeah.
We went to the Taco Bell that's in Bushwick. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a Taco Bell Pizza Hut. It's right next door to an IHOP.
Okay.
But yeah, they don't have the party boxes because it's New York. So it's just like, if you want 12 tacos, it's $36 or something like that. So, and I do regret that anytime I go into the Chicago Taco Bell and I see, oh, try the party pack for $13 or whatever. I'm like, man, we spent $100 on tacos.
Holy shit. Yeah.
And it could have been like $20. And, but yeah, so they don't have the Taco Bell packaging. So they just gave us like these giant Taco Bell grocery bags full of tacos.
Oh.
And wait. I think Mark threw some of the tacos out, that motherfucker.
They don't have party packs in New York.
They technically have them, but they're not much. I don't think they're at all cheaper.
It's not a deal. It's just a box.
Yeah, okay. It's just you're ordering 12 or 13 tacos or whatever it is. It's no, yeah. Oh, you can get that for $14 or whatever it is in normal places. It's like $26.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we did it.
Yeah.
God bless you.
We achieved our goal. We sat down. Mike, how many did you eat? Did you eat the whole
thing? I only ate 17. Okay. I regret it to this day, but If I didn't have to talk and run a podcast while doing it, I could have definitely ate all 20, but it's just the meat got so cold and I didn't have time to put anything on them. And you really start missing tomatoes that they didn't put on there because I was like, man.
I need some greens.
Yeah, if there's something else on these tacos besides beef and cheese, it was tough.
Yeah, it's something if you decide that you're going to undertake this, it's something you don't really maybe factor in is that the clock is ticking. The clock is really ticking on the item themselves. They are turning into something else as you hold them. And by the time we got to the last, I'd say five, well, I'll say maybe even 10, but definitely the last five tacos, the maize, the cornmeal, the whatever had become what it was.
Yeah.
It went back to the earth.
It went back to the earth. It became the soil from which the corn originally grew. And it's quite gritty. It's quite dry and it's quite difficult to swallow.
I did end up finishing the rest like an hour later, so I don't feel too much like
I think that's awesome that you went back. Like, you know what? I'm a little peckish.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll eat the other three tacos
that
I didn't finish earlier. Not Mark. No. Son of a bitch threw out $10 worth of tacos like I'm made of money.
You should have contacted Mark and Spurlock and said, we're trying to make Super Size Me 2. Can you come and film us doing this?
We've chosen the nation's healthiest restaurant according to all the current surveys.
Supposed to be a video, but Scott for some reason for 1 week bought some kind of like off-brand Korean phone and it was just like some bootleg phone, and then like a week later he just went back to iPhone, so the video was lost forever basically.
Not only that, wait a minute, my daughter was born that week.
So there you go. So he lost all that too because he bought some Korean phone that no one's ever heard of.
And then I brought it back to him and I formatted it while the guy washed. I said, here, take this fucking phone back and hit factory reset. That's it. There goes my daughter. There goes my 20 taco challenge success. And it's all gone. The biggest week of my life. Older boss and friends.